Get ready for another episode of the Great Lakes Geek Show with your host, Dan Hansen. I fell into the computer realm from the typewriter dimension, then plugged my computer into my telephone and got sucked into the net. You have to like a quote like that from Howard Rheingold, and you have to like a guy who remembers, with the proper reverence, the Cleveland Freenet. Howard Rheingold has been around long enough to remember fondly the first free online community, which was first established as St. Silicon's Hospital on the Case campus. It later became the Cleveland Freenet, the first of many freenets around the country. And yes, I remember my user ID, AB315, which I used to log on at the blazing speed of 300 bits per second back in 1983.
To me, it's really an honor to be here at what I think was the birthplace of the freenets, which was a very important step in the development of the social web that we see today, and was very important in my thinking when I first started thinking about these things.
As Rheingold has ventured into education, he has come to doubt what he calls the mythology of the digital native. So many people a certain age feel at a disadvantage because it seems young people have grown up with the new technology, so they must all be masters of it. Rheingold's experience at Stanford and UC Berkeley indicates that at this point in time, at least, the idea of the digital native is not very descriptive in general.
For many students, it's kind of confusing. In fact, I was surprised to learn that the first time I stood up in front of a class and said, here's the blog, expect you to start blogging reflectively. Here's the wiki, we're going to use it collaboratively. And talking about Stanford and Berkeley here, I got so many blank books. I was surprised. My daughter is 25 years old. I assumed that students were like my daughter and all her friends, and all of my friends, and I had bought into this kind of mythology of the digital native, which I found out to be not very descriptive at all in general. There are always a few students in any class who know more than I do, and I try to identify them as quickly as possible so that I can start learning from them. In fact, if I know a required course, I'm going to teach the next quarter, I ask some teachers, okay, who are the extremely technically knowledgeable students? And I start meeting with them before the course starts to see what I can learn from them. In fact, last year, one of the students insisted that, for the journalism class, that the students create their own WordPress blogs on their own servers, and he taught me how to do that about a week before I taught the other students how to do that. But for the most part, I've stopped assuming that students know how to use these media, and I do a survey before the class starts so I can get some idea. And this probably will change, but at least for now, and for the next few years, there's going to be a pretty wide variation among the students about what they know.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.